Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. One of the subcategories of torture the translator is the connotation conundrum. I just made that up. This is when a word or phrase in one language has a positive connotation, while the equivalent word or phrase in the language you are translating in or out of has a negative connotation. When you come across this in a translation, you think, "Dad was right. I should have become an accountant." I was reminded of this the other day during an office discussion of kachat prava. Kachat means to rock, shake, sway, or pump. You can shake and pump and rock just about anything in Russian. Kachat golovoy, to shake your head. Lodka kachayet, the boat is rocking. Kachat ribyonka, to rock a child. Kachat nakachivat mushtsy, to pump up your muscles. The idiom kachat prava is literally something like to shake your rights, and is defined in dictionaries rather decorously as to demand that your rights be observed. But kachat prava is anything but decorous. It means to make a scene, to throw a fit, to give people a hard time in pursuit of having your rights observed. In English, sticking up for your rights, standing up for yourself, and demanding justice are all good things, by and large. But kachat prava is not a good thing. It is confrontational and nasty. It's hard to translate it so that you convey that someone is doing two things, throwing a fit and demanding what might be their legal or moral right, and that the speaker, in most cases, does not approve. That's a lot of information packed into two little words. And so you fiddle and you fuss over the translation for hours. Они любят качать права, скандалят и уверены, что такой тип поведения – признак высокого уровня внутреннего достоинства. When they think they aren't being treated right, they love to throw their weight around and make a scene, and in fact, they're certain that behaving this way is a sign of a high level of personal integrity. Sometimes you leave out the whole rights issue altogether. Когда охранники отказались ее выпускать, требуя пропуск, я начала качать права. Типа, опаздываем на поезд, поезд через 40 минут. Если она опоздает из-за их дурацкой бумажки, им будет плохо. When the guards wouldn't let her out without a pass, I began to throw my weight around, saying things like, "We're late for a train, it leaves in 40 minutes, and if she misses it over their stupid piece of paper, they're going to be in trouble." See, misery, thy name is translation. Another classic example of this is the lovely English word whistleblower. That is, somebody who exposes activity or information in an organization or someone's behavior that is illegal, immoral, or just incorrect. Being a whistleblower is a good thing. You expose corruption. You save taxpayers' money. You prevent crimes. You put the guilty behind bars. In fact, you get your photo on the cover of Time magazine as one of the most important and heroic people of the year. But if you were in Russia, and the magazine was Vremya, the word splashed on the cover under your photograph would be stukach, stuli. For various historical, cultural, and perhaps even religious reasons, in Russia and in Russian, tattling on anyone, even if they are breaking the law, is a bad thing, and the words for people who do it are pejorative to a greater or lesser degree. The words заявитель, осведомитель, and информатор are all informers, people who come into a government agency and inform the authorities about something that is illegal. Given the misuse of denunciations in the past, this is not a respectable thing to do. It is probably also very dangerous, but that's another column. The only word that is more or less neutral is разоблачитель. An exposer of misdeeds, that is. The other option is to use a descriptive translation, Like, человек, который заявляет о нарушениях в компании или в государственных органах. Someone who makes public information about violations in a company or governmental organization. Or you might call this person лицо, совершающее служебное разоблачение. Someone who exposes business or governmental misconduct. Those are fine, but they don't have that ring of glory that whistleblower has. The image of somebody running out into the night, blowing a whistle, and waking everyone up to danger. The closest you can get, and this really isn't very close, is борец за правду, or справедливость. Literally, a fighter for truth or justice. To complete this threesome of translation torture, I give you the pair of ambitious and ambiziozny. Perhaps it's just better to think of these words as false friends. In English, ambitious is defined as having or showing a strong desire and determination to succeed. This is very clearly a good thing. In Russian, ambiziozny is defined as исполненный тщеславия, своенравный, vain and intractable. Not a good thing. The only way around this is to use a completely different word in Russian. Целеустремленный, goal-oriented. Трудолюбивый, hard-working. Далеко идущий, someone who will go far. Sometimes people use ambiziozny, but with a footnote. Муж у нее амбициозный, в хорошем смысле. Her husband is really competitive, but in a good sense. I suppose you could just add но в хорошем смысле, but in a good sense, to the other cases, like стукач, но в хорошем смысле, a стули, but in a good sense. Well, maybe not. That's it for this week, and if you enjoyed this edition of The Wordsworth, please hit the magic yellow button on your screen and make a contribution to support us here at the Moscow Times. My colleagues thank you, I thank you, and my dog thanks you. She needs her happy dog kibble. Пока! До встречи на следующей неделе!